Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Welcome to Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. My name is Lindsay, and I am the early childhood designer at Journey Church. I was asked an important question a couple years ago. How would you describe yourself? I quickly knew, based off of my relationships and the parts of me that stir fear, I am a peacekeeper. I avoid conflict and most of the time sacrifice my own voice at the price of comfort and passive peace. As Christ followers, we are called to be peacemakers. My friend spoke gently, leaving lots of space after to let my heart soak it in. The word peacemaker stirs my soul. Psalm 34:14 challenges, "Seek peace and pursue it." This is the way I want to divinely interact in this world. I had a friend who would come to me often frustrated by the perceived stance and beliefs of another friend. I felt trapped for many weeks by my avoidance of conflict and the stirring holy nature of God that is so essential in relationships. All of my efforts to protect my peace by avoiding conflict comes at a deep cost. The cost of rest, the cost of refinement to my heart. After sitting with this for some time, God and His grace for me and abundant love for my friend's heart gave me the strength to ask, "Do you think this could be a misunderstanding? I think it's time you talk to them." You see, peacekeeping stabilizes my own kingdom, where peacemaking awakens the kingdom of God in all those involved. Peacekeeping is based in fear or shame, where peacemaking is rooted in otherly love. Peacekeeping is passive, where peacemaking is pursuing relationships, reconciliation, and redemption. In Matthew 5:9, Jesus is anciently poetic as he recites, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons and daughters of God." Now when I feel the retreat into peacekeeping, I challenge myself to become curious toward what the Holy Spirit desires to awaken and refine in me through that situation. How can I surrender to this divine discomfort and pursue reconciliation, clarification, and the connection to His divine promises and peace? And now I wonder, are you a peacekeeper? Are you willing to surrender parts of yourself that are heavy, burdened, hiding, confused, anxious, or afraid to seek peace and pursue it in your relationships, your work, your world? Jesus, thank you for your holy essence inside of us in this moment. May we challenge ourselves to become curious in the moments our peace and comfort are at conflict with your kingdom come. Thank you for calling us to pursue peace. Thank you for being our hope. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.